sister, the most significant energetic window of our lifetime is opening, and I refuse to let you sleep through this, okay? August 12th, solar eclipse is happening in Leo. This is the exact midpoint of the fire horse year. And eclipses, in case you didn't know, don't ask for permission. They don't nudge. They rip off the roof of whatever you've been hiding under and force the thing that you have been circling for 6 months into the fucking light. And this one lands in Leo, all right? The sign of the throne, the stage, the crown, visibility, sovereignty, wealth, that all comes from being seen. And Jupiter, in case you didn't know, I'm sure you do because you're here, is also in Leo right now. And the expansion is sitting directly on top of the place that you've been playing small. This is the assignment of the fire horse year for all of us. And if the first half was the spark, the remembering, the courage to admit out loud that you were meant for more, the fire has now become your fuel. And fuel has an expiration date. So I'm doing something I have never done before. On August 11th, 12th, and 13th, during the solar eclipse, I am bringing back the Feminine Wealth Ignite, free, 3 days live with me. And I am opening the doors to my eight-figure business in a way I have never opened them before, okay? You're not going to be learning theory. You're not going to be learning, here's what I did 5 years ago. I am taking you behind the actual scenes of the actual thing. I am showing you my real numbers, what I spend, what converts, what I killed because it wasn't making me money, it was bleeding me money. You're going to see my operations, the systems, the team structure, the hires I made too late and the ones I made too early. My entire messaging engine, the exact process behind offers that sell without me having to dance for the fucking algorithm, and the AI tool that I built for my own business, you're getting access to. Nobody outside my company has touched this, and you're going to walk out with how to use it. So if you were here with us in February, this is not that event. February was the awakening, and August is the build. And so on day one, August 11th, we find what's actually keeping you stuck, not the surface story, but the real one. And we leave you with your roadmap. Day two, I'm going to show you the blind spots that are costing you time, money, and momentum. I will name them from my own business first. And on day three, you're going to connect with the quantum dimensions that the most visionary women that you admire are working with behind the scenes all of the time. And that's the real secret to their success. Because strategy without embodiment isn't a business plan. It's just a fantasy, sister, with a spreadsheet attached. Please hear me when I say this. Eclipses are portals, and portals close. This window, Jupiter and Leo, fire horse midpoint, eclipse on the 12th, will not repeat. Not this year, not this decade, and probably not ever in your lifetime. You either walk through it with a roadmap in your hand, or you spend the second half of this year exactly where you spent the first half. You've been waiting for permission. But here's the thing. The eclipse doesn't grant permission. It grants passage. So walk through the portal with me and thousands of other women on August 11th through the 13th. It's free. It's live. Link to register for the Feminine Wealth Ignite is in the show notes. Come build it with me, sister.
Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast.
Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jess, and as always, I am so exceptionally excited. Today's episode honestly feels unlike any other episode I have recorded all year because today, the portal opens. Today is the first day of the Feminine Wealth Ignite, y'all.
my completely free 3-day leadership and business acceleration experience for the visionary woman just like you who comes and listens to me and is with me every single week. I know this is who you are because you're here as a part of this community, as a woman who knows she is meant to build something extraordinary in the second half of this incredible fire horse year. And I don't use the word portal lightly because tomorrow, August 12th, we experience a total solar eclipse in Leo. So this is an extremely significant eclipse, not just because I'm a Leo and not just because I love the sun, but this holds a lot of weight for the woman that started this podcast, talking about myself, the woman that is here talking to you, the woman that you are, and what this means for all of us. And I want to take you guys back and tell you a quick story that I have actually never shared on this podcast before. So I left my corporate job in 2017 and I was terrified. I was making like $150,000 a year plus benefits, plus business expense card, plus a bonus. And I left it all to go start my own little baby business. And I was so scared because I had no proof. I had no safety net and I really needed to prove myself. And I needed someone else to kind of hold me through that. And so I linked up with another agency that was going to license my brand and take a piece of my business because I didn't believe that I could do it by myself. And I was going into business with this agency. And of course, it was a bunch of men and me. And I remember there was something so off in my body about it. Even though it looked really good on paper, it made logical sense. I needed the sense of security. And there was this part of me that just wasn't aligned. And I remember the solar eclipse. I was literally a week away from signing this contract. And the solar eclipse in Leo, because the eclipses rotate and sign. So we haven't had an eclipse in Leo in 7 years. This was the last one, August 21st, 2017. I will never forget this day. And I went to bed the night of that eclipse. I don't remember if I had a dream. It wasn't about the dream. It was about the energy. And I woke up the next morning and it was as if I woke up. And I saw my life with crystal clear eyes. And I remember feeling in my body the affirmation that this was not the right contract for me to sign and that I didn't need them to be successful, to be validated, to be affirmed, to have all of the possibilities laid out for me. Sky is the beginning. I just felt it in my cells. And so I went to my computer. I emailed those two guys. I said, let's meet for coffee at Soho. And because I needed to tell them I was backing out of the contract and I didn't want to do it in private. I was still a little freaked out, of course. I was like, take them somewhere in public. And I remember sitting the founder down and saying, I'm out. I'm going to go do this thing all by myself. I don't need you to make Simply Be my former business, the agency that I would go on to sell. I don't need you to make it real. I could have sworn I saw smoke come out of this guy's ears. He was so blindsided. He was so pissed. It was scary. It was one of the hardest decisions, keyword, that I've ever made. And I completely walked away from that contract. And within the first year of Simply Be Agency, founded by Jessica Zweig, all on her own, 100% owner, I did $1 million in sales. Whether you're somebody who believes in astrology or not, if you've ever even fucking looked at your birth chart, I'm telling you, these portals are fucking insanely powerful. For centuries, for millennia, eclipses have been symbolized as the most profound turning points. They're the moments where old identities fall away immediately and something new emerges. The fact that I even scheduled this on August 11th, 12th, and 13th without me even realizing it is a sign that my higher self knows that your higher self needs to be there. And the fact that this is happening in Leo is significant for female entrepreneurs because Leo is the sign, and it doesn't matter if you're a Leo or not. We're in Leo energy right now. is the sign of courageous women, women who are stepping up into the seat and identity of leadership, claiming their visibility, are unapologetically standing in their creative expression, who are holding sovereignty like a fucking queen of the jungle. That's the Leo vibes. The woman who is no longer asking for permission to take up space, which means the timing of this experience, you guys, could not honestly be more beautiful. And as thousands of women, I'm talking thousands of you guys, are going to gather with me and each other over these next 3 days to explore what it really, really means, what it feels like in ourselves to become the next version of ourselves. And the sky, it's asking the same question right now. Like, not just Jessica's Why, I get the Feminine Wealth Ignite, but the sky, the stars, the sun, the universe is literally asking, who are you here to become? Because if you're listening to this today, you're not too late to answer that question in the most important time you can answer it. So pause this episode, register at the link in the show notes below in this podcast, and come join us all. And if you're finding this a little later, I've got you. You can still register. You can catch up on the replay tonight. It's a vibe. Come join us for day two, day three, live. There's no perfect timing. It's simply about deciding. Trust me, there's no perfect moment. It's about choosing your moment. And today I want to give you a little teaser, honestly, of one of my favorite frameworks that we're actually going to be diving into inside of the Feminine Wealth Ignite on day two, when the eclipse is upon us. Okay, August 12th is the eclipse. So I want you to reframe the question that most entrepreneurs are going to inevitably ask themselves. I ask it too. How do I grow faster? When I think the better question is going to always be, what kind of business am I actually building? Because somewhere along the way, women have accepted this idea, and I've seen it, that entrepreneurship is supposed to be exhausting. I certainly did. I believed that. We're taught to believe that overwhelm and burnout is simply the cost of ambition. And that burnout, the more burnt out you are, the deeper the proof of your commitment to your business. And I fucking reject that. In fact, this entire podcast is one holy rejection to that. Because your business shouldn't feel like something that you're dragging uphill every day. It shouldn't feel like a burden. You should wake up every single morning feeling like, holy shit, I get to do this. I get to do this. I don't have to do this. I get to do this. That's the feeling that all of my work, whether it's my podcast, my live events, my programs, is designed to help you feel. That's why I became obsessed this year with the metaphor of the horse, because the horse pulls us forward. It holds us. It carries us. The horse has incredible power. It revolutionized civilization. Before the horse, humans were limited by geography, like they could only go so far, and time so fast, right? And after horses were domesticated, trade expanded, innovation accelerated, and time and distance literally collapsed. Horses have the power to accelerate us on a quantum level, but only when they're moving in the right direction. And we all know that when we have a lot of power without direction, it can create insanity. Power without rhythm equals exhaustion. And power without trusting yourself results in resistance. And your business operates in the exact same way. So if you've been in my world for the last minute, you know that the first half of this fire horse year was all about the fire. It was the burning. It was the clearing. It was the disrupting. Maybe at times a little dysregulating if, you know, we share a nervous system. Now the horse is here. I saw this in a meditation. I saw this in a dream. I kept hearing the messages from my guides. The fire had to come first so the fucking horse could finally run on a clear path. And the path is clear energetically. The skies have opened. That's exactly what this momentum is all about. Because momentum isn't moving faster. It's finally moving in the right aligned direction on your clear path. And we mistake motion, just being busy, booked, working, posting, launching with momentum, but actually nothing is compounding. You're just in a season of swirl. And so this next season is asking you to build it a little differently, to build it better. So in the last few years, since launching this business and working with thousands of women, I'm seeing a pattern that businesses are stalling, not because we're not talented enough, but because we're leaking our energy everywhere. We have too many offers. We have too many ideas. We have no clear direction. We don't have clear systems or support or cadence or especially capacity. And that's because she's trying to pull the wagon all by herself instead of letting the business be the horse. I'm going to say that again. Instead of letting the business be the horse. This is one of the biggest paradigm shifts we're about to make as a collective of female entrepreneurs at this time. We are done carrying everything. That's not really what leadership looks like at all anymore, if it ever did. Leadership means building something that can carry more than you could ever carry alone. And that's the invitation of this eclipse. The old paradigm told us that strength meant carrying everything, and the new paradigm is saying strength is trusting what you've built enough to ride it. I didn't have a team when I left that potential partnership in 2017. I didn't have clients yet to prove that I could be successful at it. I had a vision, and I decided to ride my own worthiness in bringing that vision to life. That alone was the momentum and the direction and the clarity that I needed to create a 8-figure business. We overcomplicate it. It's letting the business, the concept, the idea, the dream become bigger than you ever thought it could be by trusting the woman who decided to get on that horse and ride it in the first place. That is feminine leadership. And now, without giving it all away, because we're going to go into depth during the Feminine Wealth Ignite today, tomorrow, and Thursday, August 11th through the 13th, but I want to introduce you to the horsepower business framework that I've created for this 3-day activation. It's built around 4 pillars. And today I'm not going to give away the whole entire framework because I want to see you inside the Feminine Wealth Ignite, but I am going to give you a small taste of what's inside. So there are 4 pillars, and the first is direction. Where is your business actually going? Not just this quarter, but 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, what's the legacy that you're leaving with your business? The second is rhythm. Essentially, how can your business sustain the momentum that I've been talking about? Or are you constantly sprinting and crashing and recovering only to sprint again? And we all know that that's a recipe for burnout. We've got to look at that really closely. The third pillar is gait. Okay, every horse has multiple speeds. We're going to break it all down at the Feminine Wealth Ignite. And a lot of us think that our businesses should always be galloping, but great CEOs understand which speed, which season requires, and plan everything accordingly. And that's what creates sustainable success. And finally, the fourth pillar is herd, because no horse crosses continents by herself, all right? And neither do visionary women. The businesses creating the greatest impact right now are not being built by superheroes on an island. I am part of those communities. I build those communities just for you. And they're built by women who show up, who have the courage to receive the support. And I'm going to leave you just with one thought, because I don't think actually the goal is to build a bigger business. And I really want to stamp this. This is a super important point, because I'm a part of, maybe some of you have seen it on social media, a part of a really beautiful mastermind of some of the biggest names in the industry, 8-9-figure women. You all know their names. And I will tell you that the goal in that room is never about how do we grow the most, how do we make the most money, but it's how are we leading our businesses with the most integrity. That is the metric of success that I feel changes the game. Because that becomes your most invaluable asset, your reputation that is built on the identity of a woman who comes from love, who knows her value, who's living on purpose, and is here to be of service. And when you lock into that with all of the tools and all of the frameworks and all of the new AI mechanisms I'm going to teach you inside of the Feminine Wealth Ignite, your business has no choice but to change. If your standards change, your business changes. If your leadership changes, your business changes. If your consciousness changes, your business changes. And that's what tomorrow's eclipse represents to me and to all of us. Just like that girl who sent that email after she went to bed on August 21st, 2017, woke up, I wasn't becoming someone else that morning. Oh, I'm going to be a woman who knows how to choose herself. I was a woman that remembered herself. And at the Feminine Wealth Ignite, you're going to be building a business that reflects her. So today, day one of the Feminine Wealth Ignite is all about identity. Like I said, it's where the work starts, and it has to start there for everything else to work. So come join us. Come build with us. The Feminine Wealth Ignite officially begins today, Tuesday, August 11th at 12 p.m. Central Time. And over the next 3 days, we're diving into identity, business strategy, leadership, momentum, systems, AI, spirituality, and wealth. And what I believe is a completely new paradigm for women in business, and it's completely free. If you're listening live, there's still time to come join us. And if you're catching this later, register anyway, babe. The replay will be waiting for you so you can catch up on all of the content and join us live for the remaining days, because the live activation is where it's at. And the replay, although it's pretty good, is never as good as the real thing. The transformation always happens inside the collective energy of the room. The first half of this year was all about the fire. We know that now. The fire burned away what couldn't come with you. But tomorrow, the eclipse, sister, invites you to choose who you get to be in the next 7 months of this once in 60 year moment. And that's exactly why I created the Feminine Wealth Ignite. It wasn't just to simply teach you the strategy, although I'm going to teach you all of it and more, but it was to help the visionary woman that you are align to a higher level of leadership, a higher level of business, and a higher level of consciousness of what's possible, all during one of the most potent, cosmically activated windows of the year. So if you've been waiting for the right time, and I genuinely believe that this is the only time, the best time, the time we came for and incarnated here for, come join us. This room is waiting for you because it was built for you. Because the future isn't built by women who work harder. It's built by women who decide to lead on their own terms. The fire cleared the path, babe. The eclipse reveals the leader, and the horse carries her forward. I cannot wait to see you there, live, in community, and in each other's energy on August 11th, 12th, and 13th. I'll see you today, live, sister. Thank you so much for listening to the Spiritual Hustler podcast, and I will see you on the next episode and at the Feminine Wealth Ignite. Bye, guys.